Hey, Ren. Really excited for this Portfolio Career podcast episode with Avery Roth. After living in 40 plus countries, having an accomplished Wall Street career, and many pivots along the way, Avery is now a career change coach. She works with clients in New York and all around the world. As my career journey has, well, been a journey, I can really see the value in a coach like Avery. Avery's work is focused more on transformation and strategy, in addition to resume, LinkedIn, and overall positioning type of work. If you're interested in what happens during a career coaching session, trends in the coaching sector, the benefits of coaching for both sides, and how you could become a coach, yes, you, then this episode is for you. Also, quick note, Avery graciously offered to hold a consultation chat with me after we recorded this episode. I'm so grateful for that. Thank you so much, Avery. If you're interested in this episode with timestamp notes, please check out my website at portfoliocareerpodcast.com. There, you can also subscribe to my monthly newsletter. I'm excited for you to build and grow your portfolio career. So here we go with Avery.
Cool. Welcome to Portfolio Career Podcast. Your host, David Dubinsky, is here with Avery Roth. How's it going, Avery?
Awesome. Thanks, David.
Yeah. Well, great. So Avery, it's Friday. If we were to go to an event tonight, how do you typically introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm a career change coach.
And how do people typically respond to that?
They kind of take a second or two to verify that they heard me correctly. And then they say, oh my God, I need you.
So here we go. So listeners, you're getting advice and insights that people often ask Avery for whenever they see her. So your treat. I think it's really interesting, Avery, is like, correct me if I'm wrong, but you kind of got into career change coaching because of some career changes and kind of self-discovery that you kind of went through.
Yes, that's right. So I started out in investment banking and worked in that industry for 10 or 12 years. Before burning out and ultimately deciding to start my own company, which was the Startup Consulting Group. And we were a strategy consulting firm helping startups to find product market fit. We were around for about 5 years, and toward the end of it, through my network, I was approached by someone who was having trouble with her boss and sort of thinking through her career direction, and she asked me for some advice. And I gave her my time and walked her through my advice and sort of just let that lie. And then a couple of months later, she came back to me and asked me if I would consider coaching her through a career change, which was not something that I'd ever done or thought about doing. But it suddenly hit me that I would be really good at it, because not only had I been through a career change many times, I also have a strategic background. And so creating frameworks and helping guide people to make decisions is, you know, front and center in terms of my wheelhouse. And also a big part of, I think, my strengths lie in the realm of emotional intelligence. And that was an area that I hadn't been really leaning into in my career. And so the idea of actually working on a more personal basis with people on challenges that were really meaningful to them fulfilled me in a way that I had not been fulfilled before. And so I decided to give it a shot. And I created a framework, and I offered this guinea pig approach to, you know, at a very guinea pig price. And anyway, she loved it and I loved it. And, you know, the rest is history.
And here we are. Okay. And so then for people that have not had a career change coach or just a career coach in general, what do you think is kind of missing, or how would you convince people why it's really useful? You know, especially it seems like when people are going through changes, they maybe are reluctant to pay for something or anything. Maybe talk about that a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think when you are going through a challenging period, it's easy to become blind to patterns that are visible to other people, especially those who have an expertise in the area. You can get kind of tunnel vision going into certain aspects of the challenge and then lose sight of the bigger picture and how you might be able to solve effectively. I think it's also really easy to get sidetracked by emotional responses you may be having. For example, if let's say you are unhappy in your current career and you know you want to do something else, but you can't decide what you want to do. And you end up being quite perfectionist about it. And you don't even want to try one route because you don't want to leave the other route behind. And you end up kind of procrastinating and just deferring the decision for a long time. All of that can be cut short by working with a coach who can hold your hand and hold space for you to kind of process those feelings and those fears and acknowledge them, but also help you to move forward despite them. And so I see coaching as a really invaluable tool that helps get to know themselves better and accept themselves more. And those two, I would say, like, achievements are then what create the outcome that is career change. And I feel like a lot of people who are currently, you know, in the grips of anxiety around career change of some sort or their current career, they just want an answer and they want an exit and they want to skip the deep work that needs to happen in order to get the answer. And that is precisely what's needed. And that's precisely what a coach will help you with.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's like so true, right? Of like, as you're going through transition, you want the answer as soon as possible, but there's something else behind it that you're missing. So I find a lot of value with like experimenting a lot of different things and hopefully at least learning along the way. And I think that that's really important. But I've never had a career coach.
I think for a long time, there was a lot of stigma around therapy. And then slowly, you know, you had your early adopters who would sing praises about the results they achieved in therapy. And then over time, more and more people have started to embrace it. And I think coaching is sort of the next wave of that. So I don't think there's necessarily a stigma around coaching, but I think it's not as mainstream. And so there's certainly a cohort of people that have adopted it early on and have benefited tremendously. And it's just sort of coming into more of the mainstream. In particular, for high performers who typically don't feel like they need a coach, they soon realize that they can accelerate even more quickly and more profoundly with the help of a coach. And so I think it doesn't surprise me that you've never had a career change coach or a career coach, but I think you're probably part of this next generation of individuals who will really embrace it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've gotten benefit from some recent programs and being a coach as well.
And how did you experience that in your program? Like, what led you to believe that?
I think it comes down to just a self-awareness and then at the end of the day, it's just, you know, I think I get a lot of benefit and hopefully the other people are just having that kind of human interaction. And just like this podcast, like, I'm having a lot of fun here. And so that's how I think about it.
Mm-hmm. I think actually it's interesting you mentioned how helping other people has actually helped you, because I think when you're learning something new, and this applies to personal growth as well, and new concepts that you're applying to your life, it is especially helpful in order to build the muscle to teach other people what you're learning. And so not only are you reinforcing the concepts for yourself, but you're also helping someone else, which is super fulfilling. And that's why coaching is, obviously it's fulfilling for the coach, because you get to impact someone else's life, but it's also really helpful for the coach to be coaching others, because it fortifies your own conviction in what you're teaching and your own application of your philosophy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And could you maybe talk about what are some things that happen during a coaching program that in general that people that haven't had a coach, maybe talk a little bit more about what else happens that is not widely known to people?
So there are different approaches to coaching. The way I like to think about it, and I didn't make this up, but I can't remember where I learned it, this analogy of if you picture an iceberg and then the water line. So the concept is that the realm of therapy is below the water and the realm of coaching is above the water. So it's like the therapy domain is underneath the surface. And then the more tactical the work becomes, the closer to the top you get of the iceberg. So I think that concept, generally speaking, holds. But then there are coaches who dwell much more in the bottom half of that spectrum, or there are coaches that dwell much more on the top half of that spectrum. Same is true of therapists. So for example, with therapy, you have some who dive deep into your past and your traumas and things like that. And then you have some that do CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, which is much more action oriented and much more superficial. Mm-hmm. So with coaching, it's the same. Some coaches are really deep in their approach and some are much more tactical, focusing on your resume and your LinkedIn profile and things like that. And so for me, I definitely dwell in the deeper zone. I mean, I can do soup to nuts in the sense that I can help someone work all the way from their the depths of what's holding them back all the way through execution of their goal. Mm-hmm. But my approach really is steeped in an understanding of self. It relates to discovering your own identity. And so I think in answer to your question of what can people expect in career change, I think with me, what you can expect and you might not expect to expect it is becoming super emotionally vulnerable in a safe space that I hold without any judgment whatsoever and, you know, with a lot of love and support, so that we can really figure out what your patterns are, where they came from, and then help you unwind them. So I think a lot of people think of career coaching and they think, oh, you know, how am I going to negotiate my next promotion or how do I get a job? Yeah. And actually, the way I coach is very existential, and that's surprising to a lot of people.
So you can do the resume and stuff like that, but at the end of the day, it's just helping people better understand themselves and help them get to where they want to go.
Yes. And I would add to that that, yes, of course, I do the resume and LinkedIn and help you build a website, create a visual identity and branding, and then ultimately help you kind of get out there in pursuit of whatever your goal is and then execute on that goal. But all of that is an outgrowth of the strategic work that we do and the emotional clearing work that we do that helps you to get clear on where you're actually going. First, you need to do that deep dive work to get clear on what you want to be doing. And then once you know what you're doing, you'll have knowledge of what strengths make you qualified to pursue that goal, what passions you have that are linked to that goal, what your values are. And all of that nuanced information then kind of wraps up in how you brand yourself. And so you need that foundational information in order to create all of the collateral. So yes, I do it. I do that tactical work at the end of engagements. Yeah. But again, I see it as an outgrowth of the more profound work.
Mm-hmm. And then it's really interesting that you've never really marketed and kind of started as a word of mouth or referral based business. And so for those that are interested in maybe getting started in coaching, because going back to the benefit of it, as we were talking about, how do you think somebody could start?
That's a good question. I think, you know, the answer is it depends on the person. I think every single human has the capacity to coach because we all have hearts, and that's pretty much the only requirement necessary. I think the other helpful piece is experience. So having been through a difficult period and having overcome it so that you have the perspective and empathy to support someone else through a similar journey. So I think with coaching, one way to decide and kind of get some experience in it is to actually be coached yourself. And most coaches have coaches as well, because it's sort of best practice for us to be practicing what we preach, and also constantly furthering our skills. But as you become coached, you will pick up on techniques and your critical thinking mind will evolve in such a way that you'll start to see people and their behavior and their interactions differently than you would have before. And over time, you will just sort of develop this intuition about how people operate. And that is the stuff of coaching. So, you know, if you then want to go on and get a certification of some sort, you can do that. Absolutely. I don't have a certification. I felt really confident in the results that I've been, you know, helping to facilitate for people. So I didn't go back and get my certificate, but I absolutely don't feel that that holds me back in any way. I actually really like it in a way, because it allows me to really marinate on what I bring to the table and allows me to create frameworks that grow out of me and my perspective rather than a prescriptive framework that I learned. So I think for people out there who are toying with the idea of becoming a coach, I think first of all, if it's in your mind to any degree, it's worth pursuing, because there's no coincidences. So definitely get out there and kind of have a poke around, meet with different coaches, maybe hire a coach, You can volunteer to help people like I did when I originally helped my first client, you know, free of charge. I just sort of helped her and helped, you know, gave her advice and helped her through a challenging situation. And that's essentially you're doing it, whether you're getting paid or not. Doesn't really matter. You're doing the work. And then eventually, if it's meant to become your profession, that will, you know, that will evolve naturally.
And then for people that are, you know, I think the world of work is changing a little bit.
Oh, really?
Just a little bit. People have different views on, you know, where they want to be. And I think, you know, software and changing a lot of things. For people that are kind of like freelancers and or pursuing portfolios of projects, how do you think that that group should look at coaching and think about ways to level up?
Okay, so as part of the work that I undertake with my clients, there is a dual approach. One side is the mindset, which we've talked a lot about, and the other side is the strategy. So the strategy work includes, you know, mining yourself basically of a lot of data about yourself and condensing it into insights that you can then pull together to come up with an action plan. And so one of the kind of crowning jewels of this Excel spreadsheet, and you can tell I love Excel because I'm talking about it as a crowning jewel, is the final grid, which is an opportunity score grid. So what happens is we will, toward the end, the culmination of our coaching, will have produced a list of career options. And then we'll rank each of those options based on what's important to a given individual. So let's, for the moment, just take someone who wants to pursue one career rather than a portfolio career. We'll look at things like, for example, let's say this individual wants a short commute time, wants to make an impact, and wants a bleep ton of money, right? So we will go down the list of different ideas, ranking how well each idea fits that criteria. And then at the end, there will be a score attributed to each of those ideas that reflects how well that particular career idea suits the person. So the factors that I mentioned, like commute time, impact, and compensation, those are essentially the person's values, what they are looking to achieve in life and in their career. So if you apply that framework to people who are pursuing portfolio careers, one way to really level up is by figuring out which values are most important to you and listing them out. So let's say, for example, having creative expression, having financial security, and having some flexibility in terms of your time management. You may have, let's say, two different gigs going on, mm-hmm. one of which satisfies your flexible schedule, one of which satisfies your desire to have an impact, but then you are missing something with regard to the money area. And so the way I see it is the ideal is to create a portfolio of opportunities that in its own way fulfills all of those different values. So it could be, for example, that you then pick up a third job that fulfills that monetary requirement, or it could be maybe you replace the second option that you have with something that is both impactful and makes money, or in some other kind of permutation. And that's the beauty about, you know, portfolio careers, is it's sort of up to you how you wanna slice it.
Yeah. Which, while you're thinking about it, it's so interesting. It's like right before we started recording, I started talking about some things and you were like, you dissected values or just like key trends that were coming out from the different things that I was talking about. So great work. But I'm sorry, I probably veered you off the road a little bit. But we were talking a little bit in terms of focusing on the key values, and then maybe you might need a third thing, or, you know, going back a step to then help you move forward on something that you're maybe stressed about because you know, not really fulfilling all the different values and things that you need.
Yeah. And I think one gripe that I hear from people with portfolio careers is that they can't find the perfect setup, quote unquote. So there are a couple of issues with that. One is there is no perfect. And part of what I teach actually is embracing imperfection, because nobody is perfect. There's no living creature in the universe that is perfect, because everything, if it's alive, is changing. And that means it's never stagnant in any way, which means it can't be perfect. It cannot be measured as perfect because it's never in one place. So in fact, anything that's alive is imperfect. It's perfectly imperfect. So if you make perfection your goal, you're always going to be unhappy. But if you make perfect imperfection or perfectly imperfection, I don't know how to say that. How would you say it?
I love it. I love it. It's imperfect, but it's perfect. Perfect.
Thank you. Was that a perfectly imperfect way of describing perfect imperfection?
Absolutely.
Thank you. There you go. How meta.
Perfect.
So that's the first thing to say to those people. But also, there is always a way for you to achieve what you want. It doesn't mean that it's going to come to you in a way that you expect it's going to come to you, so that you have this vision board mapped out and then you're going to be able to manifest everything on your vision board. But if roughly you believe that you want to make a good living and have impact and have a flexible schedule, of course you can do that. There's no reason that you can't. It's just a matter of creativity and like figuring out how to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Sorry for saying that again, but all right, Avery. So, you know, we didn't even really talk about too much of, you know, living in, you know, 40 different countries and, you know, a lot of the exciting things that are in your portfolio, so to speak, but anything else related to career change, coaching that you'd like to talk about here?
You know, what's coming to my mind is that I saw Lady Gaga at the Oscars, was it, recently? And when she won the Oscar for, I think it was Best Actress, she got on stage and the one thing she said was, if you have a dream, this is proof that you can go after that dream and succeed, for all of you who are out there dreaming. And she was crying as she said it. And that really hit home for me. And that's kind of what I feel inspired by in answer to your question. It's just to share that I have been through the trials in terms of having lots of different careers in the corporate arena and then burning out and then leaving it and then trying something else and trying something else and pivoting again and figuring out how to brand and rebrand. And I mean, at the end of the day, I'm following my dream and that's what brings me joy, regardless of what it looks like or how annoying a certain day can be or frustrating some results can be, or, you know, what some people might call failures. Regardless of how many failures I meet, I'm choosing to look at those failures as learning opportunities in pursuit of my end goal, which is just living in pursuit of my dream. And so I would want to share that message that absolutely you can do it. And if you're listening to this podcast, you're already on your way.
Absolutely. And so for people that want to go just a little bit further and follow up and support you, what are some ways that people can reach you?
Well, you can firstly check out my website. It's www.averyroth.com. I just completed a rebrand, so do let me know how you like it.
I loved it.
Thanks. There's a form on there that says contact me and you can just send me a message there and I will receive it in my inbox. So that's a way to email me.
On that contact part, is there anything that people should or shouldn't do, or maybe for that initial kind of contact to a coach?
I don't think so. I think most coaches are open-minded and the aim is to make the person on the other end of the computer line feel comfortable. So to whatever degree you feel like you're comfortable reaching out, do it to whichever coach it is. I think the most important point is to just take that first step.
Cool. Sounds good. Well, hopefully some people take some next steps. Thanks so much, Avery.
Thanks, David. It was a pleasure being here.
Likewise.
Thanks again for tuning in to another Portfolio Career podcast episode. Your interest and support means so much to me. If you want to learn more and subscribe to my monthly newsletter, please head over to PortfolioCareerPodcast.com. There, you can also email me at davidnabinsky@gmail.com. Would love to hear from you. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.